Hello, welcome back to another Friday Roundup podcast, the IAB. It's the 2nd of July. Summer is properly here now. Well, it is here, but I think the weather forecast for Saturday is a bit dire. Anyway, it's moving on. So we had another fantastic coffee morning this week. You probably gather now, we normally do the Friday Roundups the same week we do the coffee mornings as well. But just great to see so many regular faces coming on there and new people as well. And the feedback we're getting is fantastic. So if you haven't had a chance to grab, come and join the coffee morning, we're basically, it's twice a month. So we have one this week, which is the 30th of June. Our next one will be on the 14th of July, and it's every 2 weeks. But it's a great chance for you to actually chat with Janet and Sarah, who are coming on next. You know, there's not many members of organisations where you get to have a live Q&A with them. But it really is. It's great. So on this coffee morning this week, we had one of our member benefits, Premier Insurance. Duncan Cramphorn was talking about business insurance for bookkeepers, really, which is interesting. And then we had Leah Heal, from the pension regulator. She was talking all about that as well. Really interesting. Their slide decks are also available on the Coffee Morning page. Just go to iab.org.uk/coffee. You can watch the video there and see us all talking and get a flavour for what it's about, really. And you can see what the presentations were. See, every Coffee Morning, we always have a member benefit, if I can get my words out, and then we have a technical speaker. So we're all about adding value. Sarah talks about her hints and tips as well, which she's going to be talking a bit more about shortly. But it is really worth coming on. It's great. You know, it's again, you get a chance to ask your questions as well. We have a bit at the beginning where you can, you know, ask what's going on. Or even if you can't turn up, just email in to marketing@iab.org.uk, ask a question, and I will mention it on the call, and either Sarah or Janet will answer it. And then you can listen to the recording back. So enough from me. Over to you, Janet.
Thank you, Simon. So what else launched this week? Oh, well, we've got the Module 5 from the AML course. So that launches, actually, it's launched today, Friday. And we have our new GDPR course that also launched on Wednesday. So all the new CPDs are going up there. So no excuse to not keep learning. And we have the Bookkeeper magazine, which will be coming onto your doorstep next week, where you can see all the award winners, catch up on some technical information. So quite a positive week this week. Really nice. And it's over to Sarah with her updates.
Brilliant. Thank you, Janet. Lots being launched at the moment. So, yeah, please go and check out the website. I just have a few HMRC updates this week. Importantly, the 80% furlough ended on Wednesday, so HMRC have started the tapering. So for this month, we are in the furlough scheme pays up to 70% of wages. I won't go into the detail about that. I think we're all fully across furlough by now. The only thing that I will remind you of is that please use Corona Eye, because obviously there's going to be some difficult decisions really about furloughed staff and whether they come back to work or whether they got rid of or whatever. Your client may be having difficult conversations. So just make sure, I just want to flag that is there in the background for you to use. So do use that Corona Eye. Deadlines coming up next week. We've got the P11D deadline. I will point you at HMRC's YouTube, because actually there's some really good guidance on there, and actually they cover quite a lot of topics, so that's a good resource. And then with the SEISS, we're expecting full guidance by the end of next week, so there's still a lot of questions around that, but that again, so guidance is not published, so that isn't in the public domain just yet. And we are expecting claims to be made from the end of July. But the only thing we do know for sure is that the eligibility will be the same as it has been in the past. So if you weren't eligible last time, you won't be eligible this time. So that's it for my HMRC updates. What I wanted to talk about today, though, is onboarding. As you all know, we work with the ambassador groups, and a lot of the feedback I'm getting from the ambassadors is questions around how to deal with difficult clients. And actually, I feel that that's a symptom of a different problem. So I feel if you onboard a client well, then actually a lot of the problems that you get with time wasters or clients delivering work late or not abiding to your way of working will just go away if the expectations are set right at the beginning of the relationship. So I've developed quite a rigorous onboarding program, And that covers, well, it's there for two reasons. A, to set the expectations of the relationship with the client going forward. And it also has a purpose of covering off the AML process too, and onboarding people correctly for that. There will be more about this in our AML module six, which will be released in a couple of weeks. So you'll be able to actually see my full onboarding process there. So check that out when that comes live. But if I just talk through that sort of as an overview, when I take someone on, when I first initiate the relationship with the client, one of the first things we do is confirm the business goals and where they want to go. And we work out how we can support them. And then we confirm which services they are to take on board. So it's really, really clear what their expectation from us is. And that price is agreed. So that stops any scope creep later on in the relationship, or when they ask for additional products or services, then at least they're clear that they haven't paid for those and they're going to have to pay more if they want to take those out. We then have letters of engagement. I personally use GoProposal, but there is other really good products out there. We've got Bookkeeper Quote and Pixie is some of our member benefits as well. So they would help you to follow that process well. One of the other things I do at the beginning of the relationship too is to make sure that a client signs a direct debit agreement. And I always find if a client is refusing to sign a direct debit, they're the ones later on down the line will be the ones that don't want to pay. So I actually made this compulsory. And if a client doesn't want to sign a direct debit, then I will terminate the relationship then. So that's another thing I've learned as we go along. Another very important part of the onboarding is that I would have an hour Zoom call or face-to-face call and just establish our agent details and access, and make sure that technically we have all the information that we need to be able to support the client. And we also introduce them into our way of working, which we have our own client portal, and we set everyone up with that. So again, it's a very professional setup from the beginning. So it's really clear, this is how we operate. I will only accept documents sent through this portal and back again. We won't email confidential information. So again, it's just setting the rules at the beginning. We then follow a quite detailed AML onboarding, which I'm not going to go into now, but then ultimately we end up with the client being allocated a client manager. So it's really, really clear who they're accountable to, and I suppose the lines of responsibility and who they're reporting to. So I really do think if you spend some time at the beginning of the relationship and making sure that's really, really clear, you do save yourself an awful lot of headaches further down the line. I could probably talk about this in a lot more detail, but that's I think that's it's probably a few of the things I've learned from that. So thank you. So back to you, Simon.
Brilliant. Thanks, Sarah and Janet. Yes, excellent. Yes, the magazine, which Janet talked about, I've actually got an article, and so is Sarah, actually. Sarah's always in it, and it's packed full of information. And our designer puts it together. It is brilliant. I really love the look of it. But I've written on there an article called Five Reasons Why Your Logo Isn't Working and Could Be Losing You Business. And it's so true. I've been in the industry now for probably about 30 years. And when so many people start up a business, they all think, let's get a logo. We've got to get a logo done. And yes, you do. But unless you have a lot of money and a lot of time, your logo actually isn't really that important. What is important is your strap line. What is it that you do? Can you help me? You know, it's the only person who will really think, wow, your logo is fantastic, is probably your mother or your parents. The logo is purely there to differentiate you between the competition. It's like a door number on a house. That's it. And again, unless you've got a lot of money to do a huge brand awareness campaign, your logo doesn't really matter. You could just use your name in the business. What is important is, what can you do for me? How can you help me? And that's what's more important. But anyway, I'll cover more of that in the actual magazine. So this week, we've also launched a new document on the website. It's the business continuity planning. And if you go into the membership section, if you are AML supervised by the IAB, click on AML supervision within the membership area or the porthole. Click through to that and you'll see there's business continuity planning PDF you can download. Also, an ambassador. There's a new ambassador page. So if you go to the websites, click on joining the IAB, scroll down. It's a joint and ambassador group. Sarah and Janet just interviewed a new lady who's going to be coming on board. I think we're up to 11 groups now. And we had a lot of ambassador group members as well as the ambassadors on the coffee morning this morning, and the feedback they were saying about their groups was fantastic. They were saying how much support they're getting, how they don't feel alone anymore. You know, it's essentially, you can get weekly support from the IAB. So if you're not part of a group, do join one. Go on to that membership page. As I said, go to the IAB website. You will know the domain name, iab.org.uk. Go to the menu, join in the IAB, the very last button on there, join an ambassador group. Go on there, read through it, and there's an application form on there. You can inquire to either be an ambassador or be a member of the group. But they're spread throughout the country, from Scotland right the way down to the South Coast. So it really is worth checking out. And just going back to the point about the GDPR course, as Janet said, that is now live. Again, go to the shop on the menu of the website, scroll down, you've got the GDPR course there. And if you if I'm getting my words out, I need another coffee. If you're an IAB member, you get 50% off. The course is normally 39. Okay, it's not exactly 50%. It's 49.999 or whatever. But it's normal price is £39.99. As an IAB member, it is only £20. And you get 2 CPD points as well. It's a great course. Go on there to get the discount code. Go into the membership area or membership porthole. And there's a note down, latest news. And it's all on there. And for the AML course, module 5, which has been released today, that is on the shop as well. Again, scroll down the menu window, AML courses, you'll see there as well. So that's it from me. Thank you very much for listening. Hope you've enjoyed it. We've got some great podcast guests coming up soon. I'm interviewing or have interviewed this week a lady called Deborah Henley, talking all about leadership. I have got Jenny Flintoft, who's now Jenny Ainsworth. She was on the first Fundamentals webinar series. She's going to be coming back next week. I'm going to be interviewing her, and she's going to be talking about mindset and how to develop sort of a winning mindset, basically running on from what I was talking about at the awards do, if you heard that recording. So Janet, Sarah, thank you very much.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Brilliant. They're in the same studio today. You might have gathered that, yeah. So, have a great weekend, everyone. Enjoy what you're doing. And until next time, do come and join us on a coffee morning. Put it in the date in your diary. We've got some fantastic speakers coming up, 14th of July, 11 o'clock. It's all on the website, iab.org.uk/coffee. And you will be very, very welcome and receive a very warm welcome as well. Have a great weekend. See you soon. Cheers. Bye.